Hello, and welcome to my podcast. This is episode 17 of The Way Up, Healing Wounds from Church Hurt. My name is Doug Vasey, and I'm an ordained minister and a graduate of a Christian seminary. My podcasts are done for the purpose of helping and bringing hope to people who have experienced wounds and trauma from within a religious or church setting, referred to as church hurt. I've experienced wounds such as these, and I know the experiences of many others. I will discuss what has helped me in my healing journey. I've learned that the answer is an amazing God who offers love, joy, and peace far beyond what we can imagine, and he brings complete healing. In the last two episodes, I've discussed a common source of church hurt, and that is divorce. Divorce can be a very painful event for people, since a relationship that was supposed to be until death do you part has instead come to a premature end. And this is also often experienced by extended family members and children, if any, drastically changing their lives. Now, additional wounds may come when the person who is going through marital difficulties or has already been divorced turns to their church for comfort and support. The resulting church hurt often comes from a lack of understanding of what happens in a divorce and a misunderstanding of what the Bible teaches regarding divorce. I've discussed this in the previous episodes, along with the fact that the Bible teaches that God has been divorced and that his hatred for divorce comes from knowing the pain that occurs with the people involved, not his judgment on them. Another issue that I discussed in the previous episode is the practice that often happens of labeling people as either guilty or innocent in regards to their divorce. I noted that it comes from identifying certain biblical grounds for a divorce while ignoring that Jesus said the divorce was allowed because of the hard hearts of the people. This can result in church hurt, as people are improperly judged, or at the very least, vastly misunderstood. Besides the pain that this may cause, I believe it contributes to ongoing issues that people who have been divorced can face. While divorce rates can be considered high in this country, the rates for second and third divorces tend to be even higher. One statistic that I saw in the Huffington Post states that the divorce rate regarding second marriages in the U.S. is 60% compared to 40 or 50% for first marriages, and 73% for the third ones, according to statistical research. That article quotes psychiatrist Gail Saltz as saying that divorcees all too often rush into a rebound marriage after their first split. They don't want to be alone. Instead of resolving the issues that caused the first breakup, they move into the second one and bring all of that with them. I would agree with Saltz on this, while adding that one of the issues that is not resolved is the type of person chosen as one's partner. We tend to normally pick someone similar to the previous person. But if you've been deemed as innocent in the first marriage, you may think that it really doesn't matter. However, as I noted in the previous episode, nobody is ever completely innocent. And so the designation by the church can lead to some additional trauma and wounds that could have been avoided. So, although unintended, the labels of guilty and innocent can lead to far more trauma down the line as second and even third divorces occur with a resulting pain. Saltz listed an additional issue that many people develop after recovering from their first divorce that can set them up for failure when they hit rough patches. She said you become desensitized to the idea of divorce. You run into some trouble and go, well, I've been down this road before and I survived, so what the heck? When you are deemed innocent in the eyes of the church, without guidance to uphold the value of marriage, except to condemn the guilty, you can easily end up with more pain and trauma. When I was finishing my seminary studies, I wrote a thesis on the topic of divorce and how the church could better understand and minister to those currently experiencing divorce. I wrote that it is necessary to understand God's ultimate purpose for humans, that they be reconciled to God and to others. So God has greater priorities than just having two people avoid divorce, especially if their relationship is leading to a lot of pain and trauma, and also if it is only to keep it legal. I wrote that it is essential for the church to gain a proper view of sin and grace if it is to minister effectively. Some Bible verses related to this include Romans 3:23, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, in 1 John 1:8, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. In James 2:10, for whoever keeps the whole law and yet stumbles at just one point is guilty of breaking all of it. Paul taught in Romans that we need to become conscious of our sins, but understand that we are under grace, which is what will lead us to righteousness with God. I added in my thesis that, unfortunately, many people in the church, especially those who have been a part of it all their lives, do not have a concept of themselves as sinners, and therefore do not understand grace and the power it has. This, I believe, sums up why church hurt can be so prevalent and so painful to many people. I made this conclusion in my thesis. Divorce is a failure and is caused by sin, but it must be seen as any other sin. Those who are guilty of it can be forgiven. So, I have been forgiven for my part in my divorce, and everyone else can be forgiven also, no matter what they did that contributed to the divorce. That is what God's grace is all about. Just condemning divorce and those involved will fail because, according to Paul Benjamin, it cannot reach into the inner chamber of the heart where the key to the will lies buried. But when people experience grace, they become humble and closer to God, more aware of their own sins in comparison to the perfect righteousness of God. I quoted Gordon MacDonald in his description of a church that offers grace that restores broken and traumatized people. He said, when the church knows how to forgive the confessing sinner, it becomes a safe place. And the world is in desperate need of safe places today for people who are hurting and bleeding over their own bad choices. Therefore, forgiveness and grace are vital to help heal the wounds of divorce, and they are available to everyone involved. So, to everyone still struggling with pain and trauma of divorce, I encourage you to embrace the forgiveness and grace that a loving God offers you. And I pray that you can find a church that is a safe place to help overcome church hurt. Thank you for joining me on this podcast. I welcome you back for the next episode of The Way Up and more healing from church hurt.